Last night, protests kicked back up in Detroit and Grand Rapids after a grand jury declined to indict Louisville police officers for the killing of Breonna Taylor. Some folks, marchers not among them, are crediting and counting on Detroit's police chief, James Craig, with keeping protests under control. That sentiment carries through to the White House. Here's President Trump talking to a Fox 2 Detroit reporter yesterday.
The Republican cities and states are doing phenomenally right now.
Detroit's doing quite well under a Democratic mayor with Chief James Craig.
And you have a great police chief. I watch him. I really like him a lot. Say hello to him. I think he's terrific.
Chief Craig, meanwhile, turned up on one of President Trump's favorites, Fox and Friends, this morning.
Many of us across this country who have dealt with the violence, and certainly Detroit didn't have much violence throughout the 100-plus days, but it's coordinated, it's planned, and not to mention it's financed.
But let's look at his city, Detroit, last night, where chanting and drums led the march organized by unpaid community activists, Detroit Will Breathe. This was filed last night by WDET's Russ McNamara. You know what was missing last night? And every peaceful night in Detroit? Police in a shield wall, looking to bring protesters to heel. In fact, the only time violence and chaos have been apparent is when protesters were directly and aggressively confronted by Detroit police. But DPD generally hasn't approached protesters with aggression. Whether the peace is owed largely to DPD or the protesters is perhaps a matter of perspective. There is pain at these protests. Maybe not externally with violent clashes, but deep and resounding pain abounds. Here's Breonna Taylor's cousin, Erica Eves, in Grand Rapids, Breonna Taylor's hometown. This was posted by MLive last night.
This is not over.
No, ma'am.
We will not be silent.
No, ma'am.
We will get louder.
Yes, ma'am.
Say her name.
Breonna Taylor!
Say her name.
Breonna Taylor!
No justice.
No peace.
No justice.
No peace.
And that's Stateside for today. I'm April Baer. Thank you for listening. We'll see you on Friday.